I'm David Brancaccio in New York. Later on, President Trump delivers his second State of the Union address. Expect to hear about a border wall, though it's not clear if the president will take the dramatic step tonight of declaring a national emergency to get the money. But other topics may have more bipartisan appeal, like this perennial money for infrastructure. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams reports from Washington.
President Trump brought up infrastructure at his last State of the Union.
He said that we can't have a 21st century economy without dated infrastructure, and it's something that he felt would garner bipartisan support.
Brigham McCown is head of the Alliance for Innovation and Infrastructure, but the president's plan didn't go anywhere.
When it comes down to who's going to pay for the bill, it's like everyone shoves their hands in their pockets and looks around like they didn't hear the question.
This time, there seems to be more support from both parties to do something about roads, bridges, water systems. Plus, says Michelle Nellenbach at the Bipartisan Policy Center,
the highway programs will expire at the end of this Congress. So whether it's a big comprehensive infrastructure bill or not, there has to be something done.
And heading into an election year, lawmakers have an incentive to show folks back home some kind of work is actually getting done. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.